16 to 20. It's a passage that's about looking at people and working out what you can figure out about them. Jesus was giving a warning because he was saying that sometimes people aren't all that they seem to be. And he said this, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire. Thus, by their fruits, you will recognize them." I think I made a bit of a mistake, didn't I, with that first part? Do you want to put the slide up for us, please, Steve? I boobed, didn't I? I misread fruit for suits. But actually, maybe there's something that we can learn. Maybe there's something that we can learn from what Jesus has been saying here. He's saying that you can see what people are like from the outside. And just as we were able to guess who those people were by looking at their clothes, looking at their suits, so people can look at you and me, and they can guess what's important to us. And more than that, they can guess who's important to us. Because Jesus said, he didn't say suits, he said fruits. And people can look at you and me, and just like they look at a tree and they know that's an apple tree because it's got apples on it, that's a fig tree because it's got figs on it, then people can look at you and me and they can see the fruits of in our lives and know what sort of people we are. But let's see if we can explore what fruits mean. We can find a bit more about living lives that have fruits, like fruit showing, in the book of Galatians. And Paul gives us a list of things that you might look for in a person's life that might be like fruit to tell them, to tell other people who's important to that person and what's important to that person. And he gave us a list. He said, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. He gave us a list of 9 different fruits that people's lives might show. But Paul, when he wrote this, and Jesus knew when he said, by their fruits you will know them, they both knew that actually, unless you have Jesus in your life, then those fruits aren't going to show very well. And that's the challenge for us today, to think about the fruits that our lives show. Now, what I thought we might do, now you've got that list there. What I thought we would do is, you've got the list there. I wonder if anybody has had an example in their life that they could share with us of any one of those fruits. Either you've experienced it from someone else, or you've had a chance to show it in recent times. Would anybody be prepared to share with us? I suppose it's a bit like a testimony. Tell me where the fruits of the Spirit have been experienced in your life. Now, there's one condition, okay? There's a timer on this, all right? You got 1 minute, okay? Can you do it in a minute? I'm going to time you. Right, and while we're doing this, other people think, because it would be good if you have a look at those list of fruits. Where have you experienced fruits of the Spirit in recent times? You ready? Ready, steady, go.
Okay, I was in hospital a couple of weeks ago, quite poorly, and it was all a bit chaotic, but I had a lady opposite me. I was with very old people on my ward. This old lady had been poorly all through the first night I was there, and it turned out she was crying out in pain. The nurses didn't have great bedside manner. The following morning, she was rushed down for a scan. It turned out that it was end of life. She'd got an aneurysm, and they'd missed it. And she was crying, and I was sitting there. Nobody was sitting with her, and I was like, I can't. And I was wired up myself, and I had to wheel over my... I said to one of the nurses, can I go and just sit with her? And because she'd got no one there, none of her family, nobody was with her. And straight away, I said, can I, Mary, like I said her name, I said, I'm in the bed opposite you, can I sit with you? And she just took hold of my hand, and she went from crying. I said, have you got a faith? Yes. Can I pray with you? Yes. Within five, ten seconds of praying, just the peace of God went over her. And I was just so thankful that God used me in that moment to show a little bit of kindness at a time when it was really needed. There we go.
You did it. Well done. Brilliant. I would have said there was a bit of love in there as well, wouldn't you? Anybody else got anything that they'd like to share with us? Fruits of the Spirit that you've experienced or that's happened to you or that you've been able to demonstrate. I'll come to you. You got something? Right, okay. You ready? Yep. Steady? Go.
I needed to fill in a form at the town hall, but I'd forgotten my reading glasses, and the lady there helped me do it. She was very patient with me.
Patience and kindness. Lovely. Brilliant. Keep thinking. You've got the list up there. Did somebody hear it? Okay. Ready, steady, go.
When I was in hospital, there was an old lady opposite me. She'd had a knee replacement. She wasn't eating at all. She was having one spoon of soup a day. And I said to the nurse, I said, she needs to be on the drip. She says, no, she doesn't. She says, doctor, I can order it. I says, send the doctor to me, I'll order it. I said, she needs to be on the drip. And the doctor came in and he says, what's the matter, Jenny? I says, that lady over there needs to be on the drip. He says, she's 92-year-old. She's at the end of life anyway. I said, but that doesn't mean to say that you can give up on her, does it? I said, she's got as much right as what I've got to live. And they put her on the drip that day. And that is good, isn't it?
Good. Well done. Thank you. Any more for any more? We've got one at the front. Got two at the front. Got one here. Okay. You ready? Oh, we're going backwards. Ready, steady, go.
I was going on holiday and then it was a really long time to get there. So I had to wait to get there. So I was patient.
You were patient. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Awesome. How many? Have we got some more here? Any more? Any more? How are we doing? Any more fruits of the Spirit? Ready, steady, go.
Many years ago, a young man did let us down, and then we gave him another chance. He came back and lived in our house for another few months, and say he was saved by God. And his...
Hey, brilliant. Brilliant. You see, the fruits of the Spirit are everywhere. You ready? Steady, go.
Edward shared my scooter every day at camping.
Oh, he shared it with you, did he?
And Amelia.
Oh, how brilliant. And are you experts on the scooter now? Brilliant. Any more? Anybody else got any evidence? Isn't it nice to know that God's Spirit is at work all over the place? And if we just look, we can see the fruits of the Spirit, both in our lives, opportunities that arise, but in the lives of people around us. Well, that's great. Thank you for that. What I thought we would do is just have a quick look at the 9 fruits of the Spirit. Now, I'm not going to keep you here for a long time. I thought we would have a look at just the fruits of the Spirit and just have a single thought about each one for us to take away. Now, these are just my single thoughts. Perhaps the Holy Spirit might put into your mind a thought as well. But let's pick some fruits of the Spirit, shall we? Let's start with love and think about love very briefly. Here's my thought about love. Love always, no matter what. Isn't that what Jesus did? Isn't that how Jesus showed us how to live? Love always, no matter what. That's difficult sometimes, isn't it? And in our own strength, often it's impossible. But with God's Holy Spirit in us, then love always, no matter what, becomes something that we can achieve. Or what about joy? This is a tough one as well, isn't it? But my thought about joy is it means being happy inside. Even if things aren't going great on the outside. Now, I know that's not grammatical, so before anybody tells me at the end of the service, your grammar is terrible, I don't care, okay? Happy inside, even if things aren't going great. And that's what we're called to as Christians, being able to be joyful inside, even although things aren't going as well as we might like. And here's another one. Let's pick another fruit, shall we? Let's look at peace. We've already heard about that. Peace for somebody who was in hospital. Calm inside. And if nothing else, it means being calm inside because we're no longer feeling guilty for our sins. No matter what's going to happen, no matter what might be happening, remaining calm inside, because we know that God is there and we know that we can trust in God. Here's another of the fruit. Let's pick another fruit. We've already had an example, a brilliant example of that this morning. Patience. Like when you're waiting to open your Christmas presents, you know that feeling and you really want it to happen, you want to make it happen, but it doesn't. And you know, that's not just children, young people, adults, it's everyone. Because all of us need patience in our lives at times. It might be that something in your life needs to happen, at least in your way of thinking. You know it needs to happen, and it needs to happen now. Come on, God, it needs to happen now. Not in your own time, in my time. Mm-mm. Fruit of the Spirit is patience, and that comes when we know that we can trust God. Or what about, let's pick another one, shall we? What about kindness? You know, we've heard about two acts of kindness, at least this morning. And perhaps that was just what was needed at that time. Sometimes a kind deed is just what is needed. And if you sometimes feel prompted to do something that is kind, and it might even ask you to step out of your comfort zone. It might even be that that's not what I would naturally do. But actually to be kind, show that fruit of the Spirit, that might be just what is needed at that time. Just like good old Edward kindly shared his scooter with you. Brilliant. Let's have another pick, shall we? Take up another fruit. Goodness. Well, that's pretty easy, isn't it? Isn't it? It's so easy just to keep away from the bad stuff in our lives, isn't it? Piece of cake, really. Actually, it's not, is it? Just being good is not straightforward, because there are so many different ways that we can get it wrong. And thank you, Jesus, for dying so that when we do get it wrong, we can be forgiven. But we have a responsibility as well, don't we? To keep away from the bad stuff as far as we're possibly able to do. Can't say any more than that, really. Or what about, let's pick this another fruit, shall we? What about faithfulness? That's a big word. It's a big word that we don't use very often nowadays, but it actually just means keeping your promises. If you say something, do you mean it? If you promise to be somewhere, to do something, to give something, to make something, to spend some time with someone, if you promise, how good are you at keeping your promises? It's not always as straightforward as it might seem. Well, we've got two more fruits to go. Let's pick the second last one, shall we? Gentleness. Well, simply in my mind, that just means not hurting other people. However much I might want to hurt other people, and trust me, I do sometimes, because people make me cross. People make me angry sometimes, and I don't want to be gentle towards them. Someone pulls out in front of me in a car, and it's my right of way. You come back to your car in the car park, and you find you've got a parking fine on it. And you know you paid, because you paid by phone. And it's on your phone and the receipt's there. I don't want to be gentle with the traffic warden. Fortunately, he'd gone. I want to run up and brandish my phone in his face and say, look on! That's not gentleness, is it? That's not gentleness at all. Or our last fruit, self-control. Taking care over what you do or what you say. And sometimes that just means a very short stop and think. Is this the right thing to do? Should I be saying this? Maybe I shouldn't. And actually stopping yourself doing things that might be hurtful. Stopping doing things that might be bad. Stop saying things. Just bring that little bit of control into our lives. You see, that's the sort of fruit that if we have them in our lives, people will recognize. And they'll recognize that they're there because Jesus died for us, and we have Jesus in our lives. Now, there's the list. What I want to do is just to spend a few minutes as we finish in prayer. And I'd like just to focus, first of all, on us as the church family and ask God to help us as a family to demonstrate those fruits of the Spirit. So that people look at us and say, yeah, by their fruits, I know them. I know that those people are Christians. But then after we've done that, we're going to make it a bit more personal. So let's just pray, then I'll explain what I'd like to do next. Heavenly Father, we live in a world where people desperately need to taste the fruits of your goodness, where people desperately need to be able to see you at work. And the only way that that can happen is if we allow them to see it in us. So please, Heavenly Father, may we as a church be a tree that bears good fruit. And we've got a list of 9 things there that could be our targets, Lord. Could be the examples that we want to give as a people of God here in this place. So that people look at the members of this church and they say, yeah, that is a place where God is. That is a place where God is at work. How do I know? I know because I can see the fruit of it in their lives. They're kind, they're generous, they're good, they're faithful, they keep their promises, they're loving. Lord, please may that be a mark of our church, Christ the King. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. But a church is made up of individuals, isn't it? A church is made up of each one of us. So what I'd like you to do now is just to have a look at that list of the fruits of the Spirit on there and pick one, perhaps, that you think you would like God's Holy Spirit to really go to work at so that in your life that came out and showed. Now, as you do that, I'm going to invite you to come up and help yourself to one of these fruits. Come and grab a grape and eat it on the way back to your seat. And as you eat it, and as you feel your teeth sink into it and the juice and the taste of that, let your prayer ring out to God. Please, God, make me the sort of person where people can see and taste whatever that particular fruit of the Spirit is that you've asked for. Now, if you're youngsters and you'd like, please bring your parents out with you. I don't want anyone choking on a grape. They're seedless. But please, come and grab a grape and pray quietly as you eat it, just one, as you eat it, as a sign that you want that fruit of God's Spirit to really be a badge of what God is doing in your life for you. Let's do it, folks. Please, invite you to come up and help yourselves. Heavenly Father, we pray that the fruits of your Spirit will burst out in our lives so that people can make no mistake that we are yours and that our lives are showing your fruit. Father, may each prayer be answered that we've made together as a group of people here and individually. Lord, we place into your hands our lives. Please, may they reflect your goodness. Amen.